This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And a Thursday, I don't even know how we're going to digest all of this stuff. It's going to be a lot to swallow tonight, but we are going to do the best we can to dig in because there's really good news and there's really terrible news. And then there's terrible news that when you dig into it, then you think, wow, it's good news. But then when you dig further into it, you find out it's terrible news. And I'll actually dig into that part of it here in just a moment. We have Trump indictment stuff, FBI stuff. They actually did show the document to the GOP. Buffalo has a new Teachers Federation president. And we have to talk. Sorry. We have to talk about that. What, Michael? It's going to be funny. ESG funds are not working out well. Joe Biden's a liar. George Soros, his son is still involved. Bud Light sucks. And so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, couple quick house cleaning items before we get rolling. Reminder, even though it's book week, tomorrow is still Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are me answering your questions, no matter what they are. Does not have to be political, but you do have to email them in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email them now. Don't wait till tomorrow. You're already sending them in. We love that. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Two, you blow me away and bless me all the time. Remember when the book, we wanted it to be top 100 in the first day? That's a good accomplishment. We're talking of all the books sold in America. It's already at number 21 of every book. I don't mean in the political section or in the Republican section. I mean kids books, fiction books, everything. It's the 21st best-selling book in America right now. What's wrong with you? You're amazing, man. Thank you. Anyway, if you still want one, it's at jessekellybook.com. And I have to do one more disclaimer before we get into the news. The book, again, you blow me away. You know, we have these book tour stops coming up. Well, you can either just show up, as I've told you, or you can buy a ticket ahead of time. The ticket price includes a book, by the way, in case you're wondering why the ticket price looks remarkably like the book price. It's because it comes with a book. You don't have to buy a ticket. I'm now officially recommending you do buy a ticket ahead of time. The bookstores are already getting a little bit overwhelmed with you. They were not anticipating 100 people showing up or more to a book signing. That's not something that happens. You show up at a book signing and there are 10 people there. And then it comes, then they got introduced to you and now they're being overwhelmed. So if you buy a ticket, it's like RSVPing and letting them know we're coming. We've tried to warn them. They're officially scared. Our people are coming and you better be ready. So there you go. Get a ticket if you want. That's again at jessekellybook.com. Now to the horrible news that when you dig into it, it sounds like it might be better news. But then when you dig into it more, it's actually horrible news. It's the Trump indictment stuff. Let's do it. What do we know? What we know right now is Trump is going to be indicted by this special counsel, Jack Smith. Jack Smith is, of course, surprise, surprise, a card-carrying communist, and he was going after Donald Trump with everything he has. We all got the news, it was yesterday, the day before, that, hey, looks like the indictment is upcoming. That's not surprising to you. You listen to the show. We've been talking about this forever. But they announced something today. They announced that the indictment, it's likely going to be in Florida, not Washington, D.C. So we're talking not D.C. juries, Florida judges, Florida juries. What? That's great news, isn't it? Yes, but no. Here's why. Trump is facing two different DC indictments. To make it really, really simple, two different DC indictments. The first is the teeny tiny one, the very, very minor one, and that is the one coming next week. That is the Trump indictment on the classified documents he had at Mar-a-Lago, or allegedly had at Mar-a-Lago. Again, I don't care what he had at Mar-a-Lago, because he was president and he can look at anything and say it's declassified as long as he's president. So who's to say he didn't look at his box of documents on the way out the White House and say, I just declassified all these. So I don't know how you're ever going to prosecute the guy for that. But anyway, the documents he had at Mar-a-Lago, classified information and obstruction of justice, because I guess he was stonewalling them on giving them back. That is the indictment that's coming next week. That one will be done in Florida. Jack Smith did not want that to be done in Florida, but since this took place at Mar-a-Lago, he had no choice. That sounds like great news, right? Hey, great news. It's going to be Florida, not a commie hellhole like DC. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah, not really. Because remember when I just said there are two indictments coming, DC indictments. He has another one in Georgia. Set that aside for now. There's a second DC indictment coming. That one will drop, from what I understand from my sources, they tell me July, maybe August. That one, if this one, this one's the teeny tiny junior varsity one, the one coming in July or August is the varsity one. That's the potentially, probably a seditious conspiracy charge and other charges relating to the events of January 6th. I know it's absurd to charge Trump anything with anything related to January 6th. He's on camera saying be peaceful. I know it's ridiculous, but again, set aside what's ridiculous and what's lawful. The big boy one is still to come. The one July, August, that one's still to come, and it's a separate one. That is the one where, well, I'll just put it to you this way. People who've been convicted in the same DC court system Trump will be going into for the same charges Trump is going to face for the January 6th stuff, lots of these people are getting a decade plus in prison. So this indictment that's coming next week, I'm not going to dismiss it as nothing. I'm really, really not. It could be something, but it's going to be Florida juries. It's such a crazy charge. From what I understand, and I'm getting this from legal minds, of which I am not. I'm not some lawyer. From what I understand, he's got a shot at either getting off on this one, or it's going to be a slap on the wrist kind of a thing. The big boy one is still to come. We're all going to have to sit around and wait with bated breath for a month or two for that one to get here. So that is me laying out all the Trump-related indictment stuff that we understand it for now. Now, let's move on to the president that actually is a criminal. Joe Biden is a criminal. He is. This is something that has been well known in political circles for quite some time. We apparently now have hard evidence of it. You know how I said they were never going to let anyone look at that document? Apparently, I was dead friggin' wrong about that. Chris, can we go back and delete those podcasts? Anyway, no, seriously, they let the GOP look at it today. The document shows a $5 million bribery payment made to Joe Biden. Joe Biden was asked about it today. I'm not sure why Joe Biden thought the way he answered it was good, but Joe Biden essentially said, well, here he was.
Standing evidence in that FBI file that you sold out the country. Do you have a response to congressional Republicans?
Where's the money? I'm joking.
Mr. President,
it's a bunch of malarkey.
Where's the money? Joe, we already know this is not new information. Courtesy to Florida Rep. Byron Donalds, who put this out too, but it's true. This is not new information. We already know Joe Biden, and more specifically, Joe Biden's family members have several LLCs set up around the country with no real reason for the money coming into them from different foreign entities. Joe Biden is a criminal. Joe Biden is not unique in this. This is in general how Washington corruption has worked for quite some time. This is one of the things that we always have a hard time separating. How does corruption work? How does bribery work? Well, it works differently depending on where you are and depending on how media focused your area is. And this is what I mean. I want to try to lay this out for us so we can understand how things work and what we're supposed to be looking for. Let's talk about bribery. And then we'll talk about the new Buffalo Teachers Federation president and more on the Jesse Kelly Show. But let us first talk about gold and silver. Why do I tell you all the time about Oxford Gold, about gold and silver, getting gold and silver, get some in your portfolio, get gold and silver over and over? Why do I continue telling you that over and over and over again? Because I am a believer in reliability. I don't care about the gold or silver part of it. I really don't. I don't wear jewelry. It means nothing to me. When I see gold or silver, I see wealth the government can't destroy. I see wealth and security for my family that these idiot politicians, that they can't destroy. You see, no matter what they do, it doesn't matter what they do, the gold I own will be worth a lot forever. For my great, 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 great grandkids, the gold I pass down to them will be worth a lot forever. That's the definition of reliability. Call Oxford Gold Group and get some in your hands, in your physical possession. Get it in your retirement account so you don't lose it all. One phone call. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, a magnificent Thursday, reminding you, you can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app, which is free. You can download the iHeartRadio app free. They podcast the whole show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes every single day.
We're changing people's lives.
What, Chris? Let's talk about something real quick first. Corruption, because we're dealing with the Biden family corruption here for a minute. Corruption looks different in politics depending on how bright the light shines on it. And here's what I mean by that. If I'm in a small town, let's say I'm in a town of 20,000 people, 30,000 people. I know when you live in a town like that, I know there are many, many benefits and some drawbacks. You're not going to have the restaurant selection. The Rolling Stones are never going to come play a concert where you are. At the same time, your town is going to have almost always a lot less crime. People are probably more friendly with each other. There's gives and takes to everywhere. Everywhere isn't New York City. But there is something people who live in small towns lie to themselves about over and over and over again. And as someone who's lived most of my life in small towns, I can really back this up. They lie to themselves about their local politicians. They'll point to New York City and they'll say, look at that corruption. Blatant corruption. Look what Eric Adams is doing. Hiring his brother on a six-figure salary. Corruption of the highest level. Tiny town, have you looked at the salary of your town council? What your city council, town council, you know what they get paid? 20, 30 grand a year is what they get paid. That's why they have second jobs. Have you ever wondered why so many of them drive late model BMWs? Have you ever wondered why the wife drives a brand new Cadillac Escalade and he drives a brand new $80,000 pickup truck on a $30,000 salary? Have you ever wondered why? I've got news for you, small town. Your politicians are just as corrupt as other politicians. Why? Because it is human nature. When you take in large quantities of money, and then your job is to turn around and hand out large quantities of money, corruption is going to be there. In a smaller town, and look, this applies to cities of 100,000 people. In a smaller town, it looks like what you see in the movies. It's envelopes full of cash. That's what it is. Hey, here's a briefcase under the table. Congrats, Bob. Thanks for letting my construction company get that new project in a city like New York City or Washington, D.C. politics. The lights are too bright for that. Joe Biden can't take $5 million in small bills in a briefcase underneath the table somewhere because he's got cameras following him and following him everywhere. So they have to do the same thing small town guy does. They just have to find smarter, different ways to do it. So what do you do? Well, I actually just used a great example. You're Eric Adams. You're mayor of New York City. Yeah, you make good money, but it's not enough, is it? You want to make more.
We have a brand. New York has a brand.
So how do you make that?
Kansas doesn't have a brand.
How do you make that money? As mayor of New York City, there shouldn't be a way you make money. Well, I mean, your cousin gets a good job. And your brother gets a nice job down at the city. And oh, look at that. You have a sister, and your sister started a floral business. She sells flowers. And look, your sister just signed a big contract with the city. It's going to bring her tons of money. Wow, would you look at that? That's how it works for the Bidens. Joe Biden can't take the briefcase. So Joe Biden's brother, his sister, his second cousin, his fourth nephew's dog. They all start LLCs and get these lucrative positions that when you look at their resume, they have no business having whatsoever. And then they take in mass quantities of money. And how it works is they will keep a huge portion of it for their services. And more than that, for their silence. You take a huge portion for your silence. And then you send a huge portion to Joe Biden. Then the money's clean, relatively, by the time it hits Joe Biden's hands, and everyone kind of wins. This goes back to the Hillary Clinton thing. Speaking of the ultimate in Washington corruption, Hillary Clinton. Remember the Clinton Foundation? This is something we've moved past because there's no such thing as justice for elites in this country. But do you remember that? I still just can't even believe this is something that happened. While Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, her, and I air fingers quote this, charity took in large quantities of money from foreign nations while she was Secretary of State, basically in charge of handling America's foreign policy with regards to that foreign nation. Hey, Saudi Arabia, we got to sit down and figure out this trade deal. Oh, what's that? You just gave $20 million to the Clinton Foundation? Wow, that's so nice of you. And then when you dug into the financials of the Clinton Foundation, they couldn't really ever find where the money went anywhere. That's how corruption works. It depends on the brightness of the lights. All right, Joe Biden's dirty. What happens from here? We'll find out. It's a combination of find out and see, Chris. You're not an author. You don't know how to merge words like that on the air like I do. Let's talk about the failure of ESG and why the air is so bad and what the communist is saying about it. But first, let's save a life tonight. Not some life that you just, you know, you're picturing it in your head. I'll grab some woman out of the sidewalk before the semi hits her. No, let's save the greatest lives we have on the planet, the most important lives, not least important, most important, the lives of babies, unborn babies, babies who deserve a chance to have a family one day, to experience this life one day, all the good and bad that comes with it. Preborn is out there making sure souls have a chance to walk this planet. That's what they're doing. Let's help them bring that life into this earth. Let's buy an ultrasound for a woman who's about to abort her baby. She will hear that heartbeat. And when she does, she chooses life almost every time. $28 is what it costs preborn to give that woman the ultrasound. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and buy that woman that ultrasound. $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Gosh, I can't wait for it. I don't even know why I'm so excited this week. I'm always excited. Well, honestly, I'm always excited for every show, but I'm extra excited every week for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. This week, it just feels like the questions are going to be magical. Remember, they don't have to be political. They can be. That's obviously fine. Whatever you want. History, food, travel, men, women, employment. I don't care. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Have you ever read a headline and thought to yourself, what? Has that ever happened to you? And then you have to read it again and again, and then you think, because this is the internet era, that has to be some kind of a misprint. That's a parody. Somebody's messing with me. I read it. I woke up today, and on my life, after I checked the book rankings, I started going to the news sites that I go to check what the news of the day was, start to get my huge author brain ready for the show. You wouldn't know what that's like, Chris. But anyway, start to get my huge author brain going for the show. And this is the headline I saw. I sent it to Michael right away to print off because, well, this is the headline verbatim. It's from BuffaloNews.com. Rich Negro elected as new Buffalo Teachers Federation president. And I said, hold on, what? And then I started digging into it, and I thought to myself, that has to be a rapper name or something, or this has to be a parody. There's a dude named Rich Negro. Is he black, Chris? I don't know if he's black. Who cares if he's black? That's his name. Is he? I don't know if he's black or not. But how in this day and age, his name is spelled R-I-C-H-N-I-G-R-O. So don't think I'm just pronouncing it wrong. That's his name. But in this day and age, and look, this is me, Mr. Politically Incorrect. You know I don't care. It doesn't bother me. How do you not go with the nickname at this point? Am I wrong in that? No, Chris, I don't think you... Chris said, is a name change out of order? And I am of two minds about this because I thought about that this morning. Can you imagine what it was like for Rich Negro growing up? What would that be like in school? You know how terrible kids are to each other? So you either have to hide from it or own it. And I was of two minds about this because I thought about the name change thing this morning. One, that's your family's name, right? How do you go to your father? My name's Jesse Kelly, so, which is such a cool name. My name's Jesse Kelly. So it's not anything offensive, but I couldn't imagine going to my father and telling him, hey, I'm changing my name because it's too controversial. At the same time, my name isn't Rich Negro. How do you not go with Richard or Dick? No, Dick might not. Richard, how do you not extend it? Maybe you can't extend it. I guess you can't extend the name. I guess you can shorten the name. In case you're wondering, I didn't make this up. This is a real headline. And what's worse is the lack of sense of humor with the people who bring you the news. This is a 4 or 5 page article from BuffaloNews.com. Not one crack about the name. Not even one bit of background on, could you give us a little heads up on how that name came to be? He just reports the news as if there's nothing there. Nothing to look at here. So look, you thought your day was tough? Rich Negro has had to live his entire life with that name. Can you even imagine what life has been like for him? I know what life was like for my buddy, one of my Marine Corps buddies. His name was BJ. And it obviously stood for something, Benjamin something, if I remember right. But his name was BJ, and he introduced himself as BJ. And I will just tell you, he had a rough go of it for 4 years with us. And I'm not saying I participated in that, obviously. I'm not saying I didn't. I'm just saying a name like that can be a tough row to hoe. Chris, remember when we used to think that was a tough road to hoe when you thought that? But I didn't. I remember I pushed back on that. All right, quit. But
my focus is... just stay focused.
Now, I just want to say one last thing on the air.
The New York air, the New York City air, it's international news now. New Yorkers are being warned to stay inside because New York City has the worst air in the entire planet, apparently, right now. That's what they say, the worst quality in the world. And the smoky haze is from Canadian wildfires. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. It wasn't cow farts. It wasn't the air you breathed out. It's Canadian wildfires. It's creating this horrible haze, mixing with the other pollution you get from a big city. And that's what's creating the haze right now in New York. They think possibly these Canadian wildfires were started by arsonists. And while, yes, obviously that's not very pleasant, people who've never experienced this, they don't realize how common this is out west. And I'm not doing that thing, well, you don't know what we've gone through. But I will tell you, in Montana, it's one of the weirdest things in the world where the cities, we would always look at cities, you know, they have their smog and they have their pollution. And you think about how crappy that sucks. In Montana, every year, I don't mean once every 10 years or once in a while, every year, because it's so dry up there, once the snow runoff is gone, everything dries out and there will be a storm and lightning will strike in the mountains and the trees will catch fire. And there will be these insane, out of control forest fires every year in the Rockies. How bad can they get? I'll put it to you this way. You want to talk about how the craziness of where smoke can carry? Right before we moved to Montana, I think it was before, don't quote me on that. I'm 41. All the years are blending together now, but I think it was right before we moved to Montana, maybe right after, they had had a huge fire in Yellowstone National Park. Now, Yellowstone National Park is mostly in Wyoming, but a bit of it is in Montana. So it's Wyoming, Montana. It's clear up there. Right? You picturing a map of the USA in your mind? Picturing that? There was this massive fire, burnt all kinds of Yellowstone. It was crazy. That year, my dad went elk hunting. That's a big deer for you city slickers. A big deer, a really, really big deer. Elk are huge. But he went elk hunting in New Mexico. He was in New Mexico and could hardly hunt elk that year because the smoke was so thick from the Wyoming forest fires. Smoke is something else, man. Something else. All right. Get to some emails because we have a bunch of stuff to get to. I may end up taking calls a little later on in the show. There's a lot of stuff to get to. The Air Force thing. Do I even want to talk? All right. You know, I might as well talk about it. Joe Biden got up and he spoke today about our national religion.
I'm announcing today a series of new initiatives that we're taking to protect the LGBT community. Number one, we're going to strengthen the physical safety, dedicated resources, the federal coordination of Better Protect Pride celebrations, marches, community centers, healthcare providers, and small businesses. Secondly, we're addressing the civil rights violations. A new coordinator to protect LGBT students from book bans, which make it harder for kids to learn and may violate their civil rights at the same time. What? We're also engaging in mental health and other supports, more mental health resources and funding to help families support their kids, new efforts to protect LGBTQ kids in foster care, and steps to end.
I'm sorry. I'll get to the rest of this in a second. I just got a real good snicker out of Joe Biden, whose brain is melting, trying to get, even he can't keep up with all the letters anymore. The LGBTQ kids. Stop adding letters. Joe can't keep up. All right. Let's talk about our national religion next.
Missed out.
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I like that song. That's a good song. I don't think we played that before. That should be the Kamala Harris theme song. What, Chris? You don't even understand what I'm saying. Whatever, Chris. Let's move on. We're moving on now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in. Jesse, I just read an article about how the United States Air Force is using my tax dollars to fly gay air persons to D.C. to attend a pride event. This is the article. Air Force using taxpayer dollars to fly service members to pride events. Listen, I'm not going to spend much time on this because I'm tired of talking about this. And Well, you know why I'm tired of talking about it? Not that it doesn't matter, and not that we ever are going to stop talking about it. I'm tired of talking about it because it depresses me a little bit. Does that make sense? And not that I want to depress you. It bums me out. And we've had this talk before on the show, you and me, but my buddy Daryl Cooper, he does a great podcast. For all you who ask for, Jesse, what podcast should I listen to? Are there other podcasts out there? He does a podcast, extremely interesting guy, called Martyr Made. Not a ton of politics. There's more history in there. And I know you're a history freak. Believe me, I get the emails. So anyway, Daryl Cooper and I were talking, and he said something a while back, and it gutted me, because the truth of it gutted me a lot. Daryl Cooper is not only a veteran, he's a guy who comes from a family of veterans, one of these legacy military families. And he said something, I'm very much paraphrasing here, but he said, "It is very, very difficult for me to deal with the fact that I have grown up my entire life wrapped in the flag, loving this country, willing to die for this country, only to wake up one day and realize that the country I have wanted to die for, been willing to die for my whole life, is possibly the most evil force on the planet today." And I thought to myself, "Whoa, gosh, okay, that's too much. That's too much." And then you start talking to him about it and dig into it, and you find out that our foreign policy now, our foreign policy is trans kids. I'm not exaggerating. That's our foreign policy. In Japan, Rahm Emanuel just about got run out of the country because he won't stop talking about it. We are leveraging our power over poor African nations who rely on us. We don't even have to get into that right now. But we're leveraging power over poor African nations who rely on us to make sure they're transitioning kids in school. I watched a video today. It was the San Francisco Sheriff's Department, I believe it was, of the Sheriff's Department walking up to two flagpoles with an American flag and the tranny flag and sitting there saluting as the flag was raised. The United States Air Force, the Navy, all of them, all throughout the government. America's official foreign policy is, we have an axe to grind with Poland because Poland has chosen not to gay up the entire country. Our foreign policy reflects our new national religion. And that guts me, man. It guts me. This is to hear the President of the United States of America not only speak like this.
"I'm announcing today a series of new initiatives that we're taking to protect the LGBT community. Number one, we're going to strengthen the physical safety, dedicated resources, the federal coordination of Better Protect Pride celebrations, marches, community centers, healthcare providers, and small businesses. Secondly, we're addressing the civil rights violations. A new coordinator to protect LGBT students from book bans, which make it harder for kids to learn and may violate their civil rights at the same time. We're also engaging in mental health and
Not only that, saying things like this.
"It's wrong that extreme officials are pushing hateful bills targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors. These are our kids. These are our neighbors. It's cruel. It's
our kids? These are our kids? No, communists. No, they are not. My children do not belong to you. They belong to me. My sons, they were given to me by God for me to raise, not you. And you will stay away from them, communists. Not just Joe Biden, all of you. You will stay far, far away from my sons. You understand me? All of you. And that's why I don't want to spend any more time on it. The more I see what has happened to this country that I so love, it hurts me, and I don't want to spend any more time on it at all. You know what? You know what I need? I need something else.
I am the Frito Bandito. Yay! I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
All right, let's move on here. Let's get to some emails, and because we still have to get to a wonderful update. You ready for some good news? I'm going to give you some good news in like 2 minutes from now. And some not so good news about the Girl Scouts, the censorship alive and well in America, Soros, all that, and so much more still to come. But this guy says, dear Oracle, it is my belief that the best way Trump can win over some moderates or people that dislike his personality is to put Tulsi Gabbard on the ballot. She's an anti-communist with broad appeal. His name is Wolfie. Well, I don't know. I understand the appeal of Tulsi Gabbard. She speaks very clearly against many of these evil people now. I understand that she looks really good. And I'm not saying that to be a jerk. The sex appeal is real. It is real. Handsome people like me, we are what, Chris? No, seriously. Handsome people, beautiful women, they have an easier route of it. It matters a lot. So do I think that could help? Of course I think it could help. Now, maybe this is just my cynical nature. You know, I don't wave pom-poms for anyone, so maybe that's half the problem. I trust Tulsi Gabbard about as far as I can throw the whole crew on The View. That's how much I trust Tulsi Gabbard. She's been a rabid gun grabber her entire career, right up until she left Congress and got a job with Fox News. Now she sounds like a freedom fighter. You're going to have to excuse me, but that stinks. That's something about that gives me the smells. Let's talk about Soros and Bud Light and emails, maybe phone calls. Next, hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.